Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the VRO. Today is Wednesday, June 27th, 2012. It is currently 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and I will be your host tonight. This is Jess. As always, Amy McCracken is running the switchboard in the background, and tonight we have a special guest in an area that's fairly close, near and dear to my heart. Our guest was born and raised in the Midwest, and he always knew he wanted more than a small city could offer. And the day after graduation, he packed up and headed west to Seattle with no plan or no job. And very closely after that, then moved again to L.A. He is the creator of Fashion Line, loved by many. I want to welcome creator DeMarcus. DeMarcus, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So tell us a little bit about Loved by Many. You have a lot going on. What was the inspiration for Loved by Many?
Well, you know, it was an idea that I had maybe a few years ago, but I never really did anything with it, but it never went away. So I think there was a little bit of fear that kept me from moving forward because it wasn't an industry that I was very familiar with. So I just said, you know, but it never went away. So that kind of let me know that it's something I needed to pursue. And so I kind of did. It just came by fluke one day. I signed an email that way, and it just kind of stuck with me. So it was a little bit of a random idea, but, you know, came into fruition in a way of a line, and here we are. So
inspiration comes from the most surprising places, I have to say.
In our present, you'd be surprised all of the things you can absorb and derive inspiration from.
Right. Now, you were very brave to just pick up and move halfway across the country with no plan, no job, just your car, just your clothes, you know, staying with friends.
Pretty much.
Why Seattle first? Was it just because you had somebody there, or was there something specific that drew you to Seattle?
Actually, I had a friend already in Seattle.
Okay.
So, you know, I got in my car. It was actually me and my mom. so we drove from Ohio to Seattle. And I had my clothes, you know, a 19-inch Magnavox TV, I'll never forget, in my car. And that was it. And we got there, and I stayed with my friend for maybe a couple months, and then I kind of got into my own apartment and, you know, kind of went from there. It was tough. I will say that I won't minimize how difficult it was, you know, just to get grounded in a new city and a new place, but it was a welcome challenge. So.
And what did mom think about this moving halfway across the country with no plan and no job?
Well, I will say my mom and my grandmother, they didn't really believe me until it got closer to, you know, I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. Because it was no more than maybe 2 months in advance, you know.
Right.
I said, this is what I'm going to do. And he said, okay. That's fine. So as we got closer to, and I started putting clothes in a bag and stuff like that, I said, wait a minute. So she actually took the time off and came with me. So it was a
nice.
Good time.
That's
yeah.
Really cool. That was really
long
nice.
Drive, I tell you. It's a long drive.
Yeah. Now, you're also a life coach, correct?
No, I'm life coach.
Yeah, that's what I said with the S.
Oh, okay. I missed it. Here's a little a phrase that I coined, you know, because life coach was, you know, that's so normal and so, you know, regular, and I don't feel normal or regular by any means. I kind of like to carve my own niche, if you will, you know.
Right.
So I came with that term, and, you know, and I got to use it. And, you know, that came from the idea that I think we all have, you know, what I call inner life, you know, that purpose, that passion, that drive. And a lot of people can't really access that because of whatever circumstance or situation they've been in has covered it up. You know, and so my purpose, I feel, one of my purposes in life is to kind of speak to that inner life and help it to reemerge and help people to find what their purpose is in life. And so I have some clients in that business, you know, that I've been working with for a while, and they're actually doing pretty well. I have testimonials on that site from past clients. So, it kind of works. When you just work in purpose and do what you're supposed to do, things kind of just pan out the way they're supposed to pan out.
Right. Now, but this fashion line you mentioned was something totally different than what you were doing before. So why fashion? Why fashion?
Well, I've always kind of liked clothes. I've always liked clothes. I've always liked fashion shows, runway shows, and things of that nature. Even I can look back and when I was maybe 18 or 19, actually me and my friend at the time, we used to experiment with clothes and cut up jeans and try to design different jeans and try to design different shirts. And, you know, we would go to the Goodwills, and just get clothes, and we would bedazzle them up and everything. to wear. Now, mind you, I was 18 at the time, so we thought we were just doing it. So I kind of grew out of that phase, and you know, got back to doing what I do, which is counseling, and I kind of stayed on that path. So, you know, but I'm able to look back and see that, and you know, and see that that was still a part of my life, even in my early years, and you know, that it just never went away. And so, when this idea of Love by Many came up, you know, I didn't at the time reflect it back to my love for clothes and fashion. It was just an idea, but as it kind of grew and you know, got bigger, and I started actually putting some work and effort into it, you know, it kind of built upon it, and I was able to look back and say, wow, this has always been a part of me, you know. And so, and that's kind of exactly what I mean when I say the life's coach, you know, discovering some of those passions that are, you know, buried at times and helping to reemerge. So I was actually able to do that for myself with this line. So.
That's fantastic. And I actually do love the idea of the brand name, Loved by Many. It has such an uplifting message that, you know, a reminder to you and everybody else around you, not you particularly, but you in a general term, that, you know, there are many people in your life that care about you and love you and want you to succeed. And it's nice to be reminded about that because it's really hard to fall into like a negative, circular motion, you know, of not feeling, it's a big world out there. So sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. And I like the brand. I like the brand name. I love the T-shirts. Are you looking to do other things? Are you doing jeans soon or any jackets coming out?
Well, given that I used to be bedazzle jeans years ago, at some point we will grow into that.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, you know, we have next week there's some new designs coming to the site. You know, there's, you know, new tank tops that we have, new shirts and things like that, our self-love shirts and stuff like that. So, you know, as the brand continues to grow and, you know, get out there a little bit more, I certainly do want to get into different, you know, articles of clothing, you know, maybe shoes. I love shoes as well, pants, stuff like that. You know, I kind of call it the Kamora Lee Simmons approach. You know, she started with the brand Baby Fat. It was just the T-shirts with the Baby Fat logo and brand on it. And from that, it grew into a whole line, you know. And, yeah, so that's the footsteps I'm following in right now.
Yeah, sounds good. It sounds like, you know, do what you do well and then challenge yourself and move to something else.
Absolutely.
You know, add something else or expand into another market. I find that I'm actually in a very similar situation to you, only later on in my life, where I've had the ongoing, I also work in a different kind of version of the fashion world. It's more of a niche market. And I'm finding now that, you know, I've had a series of unfortunate jobs. I've actually started doing what I do full time. And trying to do almost exactly, like, I have no job. This is my job. This is what I do, and I work it. I work it every day, and I just have to have faith and trust that it's going to work out in the end, because there are days, almost like today, actually, where I look at my bank account, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just have to let it go and see what happens tomorrow, you know, just do what
Absolutely.
I can do. So I really admire what you did, and that you did it at such a young age, because I'm terrified and I'm about 10 years older than when you started doing it. So,
well, as my friends remind me, I'm no spring chicken. So
No, but I mean, I started doing it full time later on in life. You started right after college, and I kind of went a different road, you know. I went and I did the job, and I kind of tried to do it on the side, and it just kept popping up, just like you say. When things keep popping up, it's worth taking a look at. So we'll see
Absolutely.
What happens with that. But that's awesome. Now, what is the best piece of advice you have for people like me, or like our listeners who might be interested in the fashion world, or into doing something creative in general that's not the norm? What would be your best advice for them on how to make it happen?
Well, I will say what is not the norm is the new norm. You know, it's the things that stick out is what's becoming more successful these days if you look at the artist in the entertainment industry. You know, so I would, you know, encourage all of you guys to, you know, stick with your ideas, stick with your dreams. Don't make fear-based decisions, you know, because that will keep us stuck, you know, but keep believing in your own ideas and your own inspirations, and block all of the naysayers out and the doubt. And even when the resources run low, you know, just keep the faith that, you know, it will pan out the way it is supposed to pan out. It may not come in the timeline that we want it to come, but it will always come in the time that it's supposed to happen. So I would encourage all of you guys just to keep going with it. Keep going with it. It took me a few years just to even to develop the idea, you know. So hopefully you guys can get a bigger head start than I did and not sitting on it for a few years. But if you have that idea, take it and run with it. You know, it'll all be worth it again once you see it up and running. Yeah.
Okay.
So
is there anything that you would warn against? Anything that you've learned, your lesson, like, okay, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to go that avenue again because that was a big mistake? Oftentimes we hear about that in like the music industry where you just sign with the first person or something. So do you have anything that would be a good warning?
Sure. I would say align yourself with people who are passionate about your vision. You know, what I have learned is that I've had some help along the way with different printers or things like that. And when it's just a job to some people, then the passion is missed. And then your product is kind of sometimes might be off, or, you know, things like that. And so I would just say, you know, surround yourself with people who also appreciate, you know, the vision that you're striving for, who are also passionate about it. And just kind of stay away from people who might do it for a cheaper price or things like that. You know, just do for the people who are genuinely interested in your success. So
that's great advice.
Don't always go the cheap route.
So I do have one small bone to pick with you about some of the things that are on your website. I was talking to Amy offline, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to talk to Marcus about this. I'm going to the site, and I love the line. And I noticed that the guys section has guys in T-shirts and jeans. And then I go over to the girls section, and the girls are in T-shirts and underwear. I'm thinking we need to see the guys in the tighty-whities. Can you make it happen?
Well, I will tell you this. And what you're looking at, what you're looking at is me learning, okay?
The
very first fashion shoot where it was, the photographer was asking me, I'm just going to be honest because this has been a learning process for me as well, and the photographer was like, well, want? And I'm like, just the pictures, you know, just take the pictures. And so, actually, I just had a photo shoot last weekend, and everyone is in clothes. Jesus. And so, as I kind of grew with the ideas of the brand, you know, and learned about what the vision that was being put upon me is, I took more ownership and direction of it. And so I was able to notice that myself. I was like, this is kind of, you know, we need to change this. So I did change it just at the beginning. So if you look next week, it'll be changed. So
sweet.
We'll be enclosed.
Well, as excited as I am that the girls are now wearing pants, I'm kind of disappointed that the boys are not. So,
Where line come out?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's awesome. I'm joking with you, but I really love the webpage, and I just noticed it, and I was like, I'm gonna say something.
No, definitely. That's me in the beginning.
Yes.
The site has been up for 6 months now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's fantastic. And where can people can buy the shirts right on your website? And the website is lovedbymany.com. It's spelled differently than you would think. It's L-U-V as in Victor, D-B-Y-M-E-N-Y.com. And we will post that on our page. It is posted on our webpage. So if you go to this interview on thevro.com, all of the links to get to Loved by Many site and information about DeMarcus and things like that are on our link there. And do you have a Twitter?
That is my Twitter as well. So
okay.
I'm always tweeting about where I'm going and the events that I'm at and stuff like that. You know, because I'm having a lot of fun, you know, and I just kind of want to share that. And so I tweet a lot. So, yeah, follow me on Twitter at Loved by Many also. Twitter.
Yes, yes. Now, your reach, obviously you're online, so are you doing globally, or are you just doing the United States at the moment?
Right now, we're starting with the United States and creating a buzz there, and, you know, hopefully,
right.
You know, we're coming to an international brand, you know, but
right.
We've only been up for 6 months, so we're, you know, pretty new, but we've gotten a lot of great press in the last 6 months, you know, and a lot of support, so, you know, maybe 6 months from now, we might be international. You never know.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I know somebody in Toronto who would love your shirt. So keep it in mind. maybe I'll get some for her and then ship them off.
There you
Toronto
go.
And create a buzz for you that way.
Absolutely.
DeMarcus, it's been awesome speaking with you. A lot of wonderful things that you said and an inspiration to all of us creative artist types out there that are trying to live the dream. And we wish you the best of luck and all the success that you can possibly handle. And I hope that you will keep us in mind next time you have something major going on, certainly Twitter us or keep us updated as to, you know, where you're going and what's happening, new lines, you know, new designs, things like that. We'd love to put it out there and get it as many people as possible to support the brand.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and I will add you guys to my Twitter so that I can also stay up to date with you guys.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much again for joining us, and keep us updated.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Talk to you guys soon, and have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Miss Amy.
You got to learn to take me off mute before you say Miss Amy. And because I totally forget to take myself off mute.
That's okay. That's all right. I actually was doing it, but it delayed when I said it. It was refreshing. So, that was an awesome interview, and it was really neat to talk to somebody else kind of in the same situation as I am, but in a different area, you know, because
yes.
You're doing actually fashion. But it's kind of the same situation where, you know, you kind of have to just go for it. And he had some good advice. I love his advice about aligning yourself with people who really appreciate the work that you're doing
yeah.
and really see the business.
Well, I mean, that's what we're doing here.
Right.
At the VRO. We started the VRO from scratch 4 years ago. And, you know, look at us now. I mean, who would think that, you know, we talk to people and then they're like, oh, wait a minute, you haven't had so-and-so on yet? So, I mean, our name's in Hollywood. We're around the water cooler, which is weird.
That's so bizarre to me.
It surprised me.
It is very bizarre for us to be almost a household theme in Hollywood.
I know, and I can't say it enough that so many PR companies have opened their doors to us, and I thank them so much for giving, you know, our little radio station a chance. And we have become friends with, you know, so many wonderful actors and actresses out there, and it's great. I'm happy that we are still doing this. It's stressful at times, but
but it's worth it. It's worth it. You get to meet so many interesting people, and not just actors, but musicians, writers, authors for actual books, and then people like this who are doing things in fashion. We've interviewed artists before. It's really neat to be able to get the word out there about what's going on.
And, you know, our listeners, one thing I love about going to all these conventions is running into people that listen to us.
That's a little weird for me. I love it, but it's kind of scary because I never know what they're going to say. Like, oh, yeah,
I love it.
Oh, crap. What are they
going to
say? They hate me.
I love it. I love when, you know, you're in line and you're talking to someone, and then somebody beside you is like, wait a minute, aren't you Amy from? And I was like, yeah, that's me. So
yeah.
I love it. And talking about conventions, we are we're doing an eBay sale on some of our autographed photos and posters that we've got from Comic-Con over the years and stuff like that, because we're trying to fund our Comic-Con trip. We've got press, we've got hotel, we just don't have airline right now. Some of us don't. And we are trying to... Some of us, meaning me.
Yes, that's really big, because we need Amy to be there in order to get the actual interview. So... if we want to hear from all of these cool people that she has lined up, which she has a lot lined up, we need to get her there. So,
yeah,
please, I would give her the money if I had it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get stuff done when the boss ain't there.
Yeah.
But, so we got this eBay sale. If you follow us on Twitter, you've seen us post the links. I want to thank everybody that participated in the first round of autographs. I'm sorry, we have only one Vampire Diaries autograph left, and it is Raw Prago, Mayor Lockwood. Hello, everybody knows he is just the cat's meow.
He is. I don't care. Ian Somerhalder, Paul Wesley, they ain't got nothing on Rob Prago. Rob Prago is the sweetest man I think I have ever met, because not only sweet, but he takes the time to talk to every single one of his fans. He's a talker. He's more of a talker than I am a talker, and that's saying a lot.
And he's so down to earth. So many people, like, I just did a follow Wednesday because I'm sitting here watching my Twitter feed, and I see Randy Wayne Twittering to everybody that replies back to him. He is just replying back, and, you know, people send him, like, just, you know, send me a tweet, reply back to me and stuff like that, and he takes the time to reply back to them. He's another one that I'm like, oh, you are just so freaking awesome. And, yeah, just for him to take the time and do that, it's just like Rob. And Rob has become a very good friend of mine, and I love him to death. He is awesome. But back to our auction. We've got a couple of stuff up there now, and a couple of stuff is going to be added later. And
do you have a number that you can give us of how much money you still need to raise? She's afraid to say because she doesn't want to scare people off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say plane tickets every day they keep going higher.
Especially to Comic-Con because everybody's interested.
Yeah, everybody's interested. And 2 weeks ago they were at 350. So can you imagine what they are now? And we've tried to, a couple of my friends have tried to put their miles together.
And you can't really do the buddy pass thing.
No, oh my gosh, no. You guys all know last year the buddy pass was the worst thing ever. I was stuck in the Atlanta airport for 2 days, and then I was stuck in the San Diego airport for an entire day and night. And finally, Gina was just, she was on the phone, and she is like, buy us tickets now, just to get us out of there. we're actually going to do, it's cheaper to fly into Los Angeles, and we're going to stay a couple of days with Nikki, 2 days after the con with Nikki. So we're going to fly into Los Angeles, and then we are going to take the train down to San Diego, and then fly out of Los Angeles because I seen it was cheaper. And, plane tickets just keep going up. And Comic-Con, if we got to do this, we got to leave on the 10th. The 10th or the 11th.
No.
And, yeah.
Well,
I'm crossing my fingers and hoping and, yeah.
You should just ask Rob because, he had the nerve to send you that email from South America. What was it, Spain?
Rob, he sent me a message last night and he said, he's like, wow, I have to catch up on my emails. And I was like, oh my God, you're out of Madrid, yeah. And he was like, yeah, sorry about that.
Amy received an email from Rob Trogo's email address, and it was from him, but it was a scam. She knew it was a scam. She just thought it was funny. So, of course, she's giving him this whole problem, but it was this email saying how he had gotten stuck in Spain, and his wallet got stolen, and his credit cards, and blah, blah, blah. And he made it
the cell phones weren't working, so I couldn't call him.
Right, and he needed this amount of money to get out and come back to the United States, blah, 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 and he would pay her back and all this other stuff. And she sent him a message back, and she's like, Rob, I know you're not asking me for money.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, I'm poor as
shit. Rob, I know you're not asking me for money because I'm poor as shit. And so finally he got back to me last night because he's been busy filming and stuff. And he's like, so what have you been up to? He's like, I see you're going to Comic-Con. I was like, no, it's still on the bubble because I'm looking for plane tickets. And I was like, help me out here. How do I come up with this type of money without, laying on my back? I will tell you the advice he gave me later.
Well, you don't necessarily have to lay on your back to make that kind of money, but
that's what he said. He said lay on your stomach. That's what I love about. I love him to death. He is so funny. But guys, okay, I have this website that I am addicted to.
What is that?
It is called Buzz 60. It's like the news, and it's kind of like comedy and funny and stuff like that. And it's like 60 minutes of news. And I seen, the first video I seen was they did a bully video. And it was by Patrick Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, he's kind of cute. You know how I am. And so I started following him on Twitter, and then he was posting all of his other links, and I'm like a hook to this website now. And so I put Patrick on my crush list on Twitter, and he said, oh wow, I'm really flattered. And he told me I had him up there with some solid company. And of course, hello, Randy Wayne's up there. Almost everybody on my crush list I know besides Chris Evans. I'm still working on that one.
We'll get it done.
We'll get it done, right?
Yeah.
But, Buzz, it's called Buzz 60. you will get hooked to. And
I don't know if I can handle another addiction. So
you'll get
I'm going to have to stay away for a little
and
while.
Talking about staying away for a little while, we will be gone. We are taking, well, Comic-Con, I'll be gone for a week and a half. A week and a half, almost 2 weeks. 4th of July is next week, and I like to give, if you've been listening to the VRO for 4 years, you know that I like to give all of our hosts and bloggers the week off. That's just because I'm so generous, and they're not getting paid. And so we probably won't be back. I mean, yes, Jess will probably come on and do some recap shows for True Blood and some Lost Girl. But as interviews, we will not have anything probably until August.
Right.
Or after I get back from Comic-Con. And I'm determined to get to Comic-Con if I have to start walking now.
You might have to start walking now.
Yeah.
You guys have the stuff that you're selling up there is legitimate stuff. It's stuff that you have gotten from other Comic Cons and have actually seen the people sign them, and or know the people and have had them sign.
Yeah.
So this is legitimate stuff. You know, these are actual.
And we got other stuff up there too. Besides, because Gina, she does jewelry, so she's got jewelry. She's put some stuff on Etsy too, and I've got to get that. And Nikki's got some stuff on her eBay account, her Etsy account. And, you know, I think Gina put, like, this whole chemistry set up there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, why can't I have the money to buy that? Because you know me, I like the whole chemistry stuff.
Yes,
but,
yeah. It's all about sheer flavor nipples.
Shut up.
Wait, that is how you can make your money. You might be a little sore at the end.
That's not.
Charge a dollar each.
We're not even going there.
I'm kidding. You know that.
Yeah, I know you're joking. But yeah, guys, we are going to take. We actually got an email, so I'm going to have to let them know that we're taking some time off. I have to set it up after Comic-Con. But Jess, you did an amazing job on interviews this month.
It's been a long month, hasn't it? It's been a rough month, and I'm getting ready for my busy season at the Renaissance Fair. I've got one of my apprentices from New York is up here this week and a half, 2 weeks, and is nice enough to be helping me out for free, just for food and basically a place to stay. And I have got her stuck at the studio since 9:30 this morning. We're still in the studio. So we're going to go home, have a drink, and relax, because tomorrow, now we have to start getting really down to business on making stuff. So you won't hear from me guys for a while, because I will do some of the recaps, but I will not be interviewing for quite a while. But thank you guys for listening, and Amy for giving me the opportunity to interview so many cool people. I hope everybody goes back and listens to archives, because I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Same here. And I think it's my time to go, because I've got to go hear what this conversation is about. Because I can hear through the walls, and they're talking about getting out of the shower or walking to the shower butt naked.
Let's do it. All right, I'll talk to you guys.
So we got to go figure out what's going on. Because nobody's going to be walking around the shower butt naked or in the house butt naked. That's just not going to happen.
It's charge admission.
Exactly. Okay, everyone, good night. Have fun. Don't forget Dallas comes on tonight. And
that's right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, everybody.